We were doing the laws of Shmon Esrei, the 19th chapter in the Ketzur Shanoch Mechko Chaim. If a person was sitting and someone walks up and starts davening behind him, so we had just learned that you're not supposed to sit down in front of someone who's sitting. What if he comes and davens where you're sitting? You were sitting there first. You don't have to stand up. He walked into your territory. You were there first. It's a pious thing to stand in this case as well. You're preventing your friend from stumbling because he did something that was improper. Now, this is provided that you're in a location where you're entitled to be sitting and he entered your domain. But what about if it's in a shul where he's entitled to come daven just like you? So he didn't enter your domain, he entered everyone's domain. So then a person should stand even if he was sitting first. If he's learning Torah, or if you have a group learning Torah, they don't have to stand up. And there isn't even a level of piety to stand up because they're busy doing a mitzvah. They don't have to stop what they're doing. What about if, let's say, the guy had nowhere else to daven? So then it's fitting to be a little bit more stringent and stand up, especially if it's not going to bother your learning because the other guy really isn't at fault. He has nowhere else to daven. Because of all the aforementioned reasons, a person should never walk in front of someone who's davening. You could walk by his side. You could walk up to where he's standing and davening. If you walk in front of him, again, you're interrupting his concentration. Anytime he could see you from an angle, that's all considered like you're walking in front of him. And if one could be careful with all this, he should merit the blessing.